Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking Farm Bill with Colleen Woodall in just a moment.
I'm Dana Murphy, a fifth-generation Oklahoman. From my family's farm and ranch in northwest Oklahoma to my home in Edmond, I uniquely understand both rural and urban Oklahoma. I'm a problem solver, and I get things done. I'll partner with our next governor to create lasting solutions for the budget, education, and the economy. With your vote, I'll get our state back on track. It's time for something different.
Real experience, real results. Dana Murphy, conservative Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Dana Murphy 2018.
Well, cattle producers, it's summertime. Lots of big auctions ahead of us at Superior Video Livestock Auction starting Thursday, June 21st. It'll be the 2018 Tallgrass Yearling Auction starting 9 a.m. Central Time. It'll come out of Emporia, Kansas. Then Big Sky Roundup comes 27th and 28th of June, and the Week in the Rockies for 2018, the 9th through the 13th of July. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. He's the Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs at the Washington, D.C. Office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin Woodall says that the 2018 Farm Bill process continues to have a lot of unknowns, including exactly what is in the Senate version of the Farm Bill proposal.
When you look at the Senate Farm Bill, one, it surprised a lot of us old hands in the Farm Bill world because it was only about 4 hours, 4.5 hours worth of markup, and they were done. That is usually a process that goes well into the night. And I think for us, we were extremely concerned in that even after the Farm Bill was passed, there were provisions that we had yet to be able to see language on. And so from a process perspective, that's not good. And it does not make us happy.
A lot of that in that manager's amendment that the senator, Mr. Roberts, put in place?
That's correct. So there was a manager's amendment that included, from what we understand, 66 amendments, and then there was an en bloc amendment on top of that. As I left D.C. Yesterday afternoon and even this morning, we have yet to see the language in there. So there may be some prizes that we're not aware of. So right now our support is kind of tepid just because we don't know all the gory details. And as you know, Ron, in Washington, D.C., the devil is in the details. Now, overall, we were happy that they gave us a permanent authorization of our FMD vaccine bank, but no money to fund it, so that's not of much use. So it's shaping up to be an interesting fight between the House and the Senate when it comes to a conference, because these are two radically different bills right now.
And I guess on the House side, the question is, will Mr. Conaway be able to get enough Republican votes to get it across the finish line?
Now, we know the chairman is whipping and whipping hard. Of course, the whole reason it went down was the few Republicans that decided to use this as leverage in order to get a vote on immigration. It does look like there will be one, possibly two votes on immigration, one of them being Chairman Goodlatte's ag worker bill, which is something we are very supportive of and hope we get that through. If that happens, a lot of the Freedom Caucus members who voted against it have pledged that they would vote for the farm bill, so hopefully that will give the chairman enough to get it across the board, get it through the House floor, and prepare for a conference committee with the Senate.
One thing that the beef industry was specifically asking for, along with the pork industry, the FMD vaccine bank, and both the Senate and the House Ag Committees have included the concept of an FMD vaccine bank in their measures, but Colin Woodall says that's really just a start.
It does bode well for us, and again, even though there was no funding, we did get a permanent reauthorization on the Senate side. So we are appreciative of that. But if we don't have any funding, then we're not making much headway. So we have to have some sort of funding in whatever final package is ultimately decided on. It's not just the FMD vaccine bank. It's also money for the animal health labs around the country and also for prevention, because we don't want to see FMD even make it into the United States. So all these work together as a three-legged stool, and we need to make sure that they are adequately funded and ready to be implemented.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. Reconsideration of the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill proposal on the floor of the House of Representatives continues to be tied to an immigration vote. No indication that those immigration votes necessarily be held this week or not. And House Majority Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana says that June 22nd deadline is not a hard and fast deadline on getting that revote actually accomplished. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.